All right, guys, welcome in another special edition of College Football Game Night. This is our third edition of College Football Game Night here on Texas Football. Welcome, everybody, to the show tonight, Longhorn Edition. It's an online game show putting your favorite Texas Longhorn personalities in a battle of UT football knowledge and wits. I knew too many answers, so they made me the host. I'm Jerry Hamilton, so thank you very much for joining in tonight. I'm going to introduce our three contestants. Bobby Burton, obviously, for those that follow on Texas football, I don't need to introduce Bobby Burton. Bobby is 0-for-1 against me, so he told me I had to host tonight. Okay, so that's where the thing changed. He lost on a technicality. There in the middle is Bob Shipley. He used to call plays and tell Stephen McGee to throw it to Jordan Shipley, and it worked a lot, by the way. That worked a lot. Those are some great play calls. And then our third and special contestant is from the On Texas Football community. We had a contest, or people, we pulled the name out of the hat today, and a lot of people tried to get in and wanted to be on the show. Colin A. Strike, welcome in, Colin. He is On Texas Football OTF OG member, and he is going to take on Bobby Burton and Coach Shipley tonight. So I'm so excited about this one. This is our third one. Yours truly won the first one. I think Rod Babers won the second one, and here we are tonight for our third one. So here's our the explanation of the game show tonight. There's three rounds of game segments. Each is a different type of game. The players will accumulate points throughout each of the games. Who finishes with the most points after all the rounds, and you are the College Football Game Night champion. All right, guys, let's get started with round one. Oh, by the way, hold on. I got something more important. Let's give our thoughts on being here tonight. Bobby, coming back for a little redemption tonight. Your thoughts?
I could not handle losing the way I did on the last question last time. So I figured I'd get two lazy bums up here to compete against me tonight.
Coach, it's been a while since you've been in a game now. So are you nervous tonight? Or are you ready to roll up on Bobby?
Well, I was thinking about what's the guy's name on Saturday Night Live that does Jeopardy that, gets – I was just thinking about some of his answers I may come up with tonight. Oh, I'm going to take this one seriously.
All right, Colin. No, congrats on being here. You're by far the youngest contestant tonight. What is it like? Then it's going to be like to take on these geezers.
Well, I already know they know a heck of a lot more than me, so hopefully I can pull through and use what I know. I'll be honest, I was pretty surprised when I got selected. So let's do it.
All right, and that is Colin A. Strike. OTF OG member, went to Llano High School for those. If anybody wants to mock him tonight, Colin went to Llano High School. So anybody in the chats or on a coffee and football in the morning. All right, guys, let's get going. Let's get started with round one.
Round one.
All right, guys, in this segment, players will be given four hints describing a current or former UT player or coach. Players will buzz in when they want to guess. Questions are worth 100 points if you're correct, but if you're incorrect, you lose 100 points. Let's see hint number one. Play the game, Who Am I? A road star during high school. Bobby?
Jalen Ford.
Bobby, all right. Is it Jalen Ford? Bobby comes out firing, literally firing like the cannon fires before the game with Jalen Ford on one hint. Bobby, that was a little recruiting knowledge there. Lone Star High.
Yeah, that one's unfair. I think that one's unfair. Frisco Lone Star, and it was the Lone Star was capitalized. So, and I only know of from Frisco Lone Star that's played the Longhorn.
I thought he got arrested for minor in possession of a Lone Star. I didn't even know what that question meant.
Hey, and now in defense of Colin, I don't know how old he was when Jalen Ford came out of high school. I'm guessing they're close to the same age. So That was a tough one for Colin there. All right, Bobby, 100 points. I mean, you set the bar pretty high. You better not miss a question. All right, guys, let's go. I know. All right, let's see the other hints that we never had a chance to get to because Bobby was so quick on the draw there. Number two. We take him versus the Ferraris at Alabama. All right. Hint number three. All conference all day. Hint number four. Bayou Bound. There you go. Jalen Ford. Bobby, 100 points. Bob Collin about to get on the board here. All right. Let's go to question two of who am I? Hint number one, perfect potential. Hint number two, receive the final rose times two. Colin, what you got, Colin?
I'll go with Vince Young, VY.
Is the answer VY Vince Young? Hey, Colin's on the board. Good one, Colin.
I'm just getting warmed up.
Hey, Colin, did you think you had it on the first one and wait for the second one for confirmation?
I'm going to be honest with you. At first, I thought it was going to be Arch Manning. I'm not going to lie. Okay. Then I saw the final rose twice. I was like, oh, it's Vince Young.
There you go. All right, let's get to the other hints. Hint number three. The McNair apparent. Mm-hmm. Hint number four, invincible. All right. Colin, congrats on the board. Coach is getting warmed up. He's back there getting his voice warm. Bobby, 100 points. Colin, 100 points. All right, let's go to question number three of who am I? Hint number one, quick to the chip. Don't anybody guess Doritos. Hint number two, put defenders in the spin and speed cycle. Hint number three, was great at overcoming hurdles before college. Hint number four. All right, Bobby, the chief component for many winning fantasy teams. All right, Bobby Burton, what you got?
I was thinking it might be a Shipley whenever it talked about being great at hurdles.
Yeah.
And so that kind of threw me, but the chief component would be Jamal Charles.
All right. Is the answer Jamal Charles? It is Jamal Charles. All right, Bobby, 200 points. I look,
apparently there's a malfunction on my button.
Your button's not working.
Hey, Jerry, what's quick to the chip? What's the reference there?
One national championship as a freshman.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Got it.
By the way, to this day, still the fastest or second fastest player I've seen in Texas high school football with pads on. It was incredible. I watched him against, I think it was Baytown Lee. I don't know what to say. Oof. Good luck. Good luck closing that angle in high school football. That was not happening. All right, that is Bobby is up to 200 points. Colin, 100 points. Bob Shipley, his game is about to get working. We're going to get that going. All right, so question 4 out of 9. Here we go for who am I? Kicked A&M's ass. Love it. Hint number two. A Longhorn of the Opera. Oh, Bobby beats Colin to the punch here. Bobby, what you got?
I got Justin Tucker, the opera singer. And also the one that beat him 13 years ago. So.
Is it Justin Tucker? Yes. Bobby, that's your redemption question right there. That's your redemption question. Yeah. What's hint number three?
I don't mind telling you, I'm a little bit intimidated by having Bobby Burton as one of my contestants. Guy knows more about. I mean, I don't know since Bill Little passed away. I think he's a reigning king of Longhorn knowledge.
I don't know, Coach. I don't know. We got a John Bianco's over there. Rod Babers and Jerry Hamlin kicked my butt last time, so I don't know.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm still working on my malfunctioning button.
All right, what is hint number three? He has the longest of them all. Hint number four.
That could mean a couple different things there, guys.
And that is NFL hasn't stopped raving about him since he was drafted. All right, so Bobby, you're off to a quick start now. Fast starter over here, Bobby. He's throwing deep on first, second, and third down, 300 points. Colin has 100 points. He got the VY question. Coach Shipley, we're about to get on the board here. Time for question 5 of 9, and who am I? Hint number one. Got his mojo working early. Hint number two. Shared a rival's name. All right, Coach Shipley, what you got?
Okay, I'm going to be serious about this. Roy Williams.
Is the answer Roy Williams? Yeah, Coach Shipley's on the board.
Colin, I appreciate y'all letting me win that one. I know Bobby knew that one, but Bobby didn't want to make me too mad.
Look, no, if the West Texas coach didn't get that one, I was worried for his point total in this game. Okay. Hey, Colin, what do you remember about Roy Williams? Because Colin was barely born.
I unfortunately don't remember watching him, and what's funny enough, I don't remember the 4th and 5 when VY won it. I can say I've lived when Texas has won the national championship, but I can't say I vividly remember watching it.
Here's the most important question. How many times have you watched the game on Longhorn Network? Or what was Longhorn Network?
Oh, I would watch it before Longhorn Network was a thing.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, and he's beaten me. He didn't even can't even remember 4th and 5, and he's beaten me. Well, actually, we're tied.
All right, so we're now at Bobby 300 points, Coach Shipley 100 points, Colin OTF OG 100 points, and thank you very much again for everybody that took part on the OTF OGs answering questions for the survey for tonight's chat and wanting to be a part of this. We'll have another one, and we'll have another OTF OG on. All right, let's get to question 6 of 9 in the Who Am I category. Oh, sorry. Before we do that, let's get the rest of the hints from the Roy Williams. The legend, hint number 3. And then hint number 4, he's for real. All right, that would have been very easy after we get the first two. Coach Shipley did a great job on that, by the way. So, all right, time for question 6 of 9 in Who Am I? The almost hero against the Buffaloes. Oh, boy. Here we go. Colin jumps in. I'm impressed with this. All right, Colin, what you got?
Major Applewhite.
Is it Major Applewhite? Great answer. Woo-hoo! Good job, Colin.
Great job.
If he had guessed Philip Giger, we knew he was too young for this competition. All right. No, sorry. I had to do it. All right. What's hint number 2? The people's QB. Hint number 3. Simmering rivalry. Well done. Hint number 4. The Big Apple. There you go. All right, Bobby, real quick. Hey, what's your memory?
I got to ask Bob Shipley what he thought of, because, Coach, that was before Jordan's time and before Jackson's time. And you were a coach. What did you make of the Sims Applewhite debate and all that stuff back in the day?
Well, I always thought Major won. He wasn't flashy. He didn't throw a great pass. He sure wasn't going to outrun anybody. He just won. And I don't know about you or me or whatever, but I like people that win.
There you go.
That's a great answer.
That's why he was the people's QB. That's why he was the people's QB, too. Yeah.
Well, and he was also, the thing about Major is he didn't look like an athlete. He looked like us if we were hanging out, not Coach Shipley. He looked like me if we're hanging out at Outback on a Friday having a steak and he walked up there, he'd look like me. That was part of it, man. He looked like one of us, not one of the Texas players athletically. So that's what made that. I just love that about Major, man. He overcame a lot, man. ACL, everything, just kept battling back. By the way, good luck to Major Applewhite at South Alabama this year, his second head coaching job in college football. All right, question 7 of 9 in Who Am I? Hint number one. Jacking guys up at the line. Hint number two. An African beginning. Bobby, what you got, Bobby Burton?
Man, I got to go with Arakpo. I got to go with Arakpo, but I don't know that it's going to be Arakpo. Brian Arakpo.
Is the answer Brian Arakpo? Yeah, that's incorrect. All right, so let's keep going. Question 7 of 9, Who Am I? We have jacking guys up at the line, an African beginning. Coach Shipley. What you got, Coach Shipley?
Christian.
Is the answer Christian Jones?
Jones.
Oh, incorrect. Oh, Colin, this is all you call a coach.
The game is rigged.
I've got someone.
We got more hits, Colin.
Just take the hints.
Okay. What's hint number three? Is no average Joe. Hint number four. Check a lot off his bingo card. Colin, what you got?
I'm so disappointed in myself.
You don't. by the way, you don't have to answer it. It's up to you if you want to risk the points.
Go for it. I don't know. Straight up, I don't know.
His answer is, I don't know. Let's see if that's correct.
Joe Osai, right?
All right, so let's get to it. What was the answer to question 7 of 9, Who Am I?
It's got to be Joe Osai, right?
It is Joseph Osai. Joseph Osai is the answer. Yep. Joseph Osai is the answer. All right, so we have Bobby at 200. Go ahead, Bobby.
No, Coach is right. He was from Christian Jones, started off in, I think, West Africa. His family moved to
the US. And he jacked guys up at the line.
He did.
Yep. But he played the jack position is the problem.
Yeah.
There you go.
Jack position.
There you go.
All right, so after 7 questions, Bobby, 200 points. Colin, 200 points. Coach Shipley was on the board. He's going to get back on the board. All right, question 8 of Who Am I? Question 8 of 9 in round 1 here. Hint number 1. I began the Big 12 bookend titles. Hint number 2. Don't confuse me with The Godfather. Hint number 3. Maroon didn't like this 5. Hint number 4. An injured Shay meant I could play. I was waiting for somebody on this, and I was about to jump into the game.
James Brown, began the Big 12.
James Brown. Dadgummit.
James Brown, yeah.
That's what I think about myself.
It's the answer, James Brown.
I knew that.
Yes. Yeah. I was about to jump in and answer that question. All right, James Brown. Bobby? James Brown memory for you. Is it roll left? It has to be roll left.
No, you know, well, that's definitely one of my first James Brown memory is actually I was working for the University of Houston after my first year at Texas or my last year at Texas as an undergrad. And we had James Brown, Frank Middleton, and I think one other guy come in from Beaumont Westbrook back in the day that came in for an unofficial visit, but they all came for a camp. John Jenkins offered everybody from Westbrook that day except James Brown. That's my remembrance of that. You believe that, Coach?
No.
Didn't like his arm strength. That's why he didn't take him.
Probably wouldn't. Wow. Probably wouldn't have offered Applewhite either.
No, exactly. Yep. Exactly.
Yep. All right, we have one question left in Who Am I? Bobby, 300 points. Colin, 200 points. Coach is about to get back on the board. Here's our final question for Who Am I? Hint number one, an almost angel. Hint number two, my favorite Martian. Bobby.
Bobby Cosby.
Lindy Holmes hates this answer. Is it Quan Cosby? It is Quan Cosby.
Bob, you never played against him, did you?
What?
Bob, did you ever play against Quan in high school?
No. We played Martin a couple of years, but he was already out.
Okay.
Hey. What is Jordan's memory of? Does he that block on Lindy Holmes in that game by Quan Cosby? Probably the most famous block in the Texas OU series in my mind. I mean, I only date back a certain amount. But when you were there, what were your thoughts seeing that play and as it was happening? Do you remember?
It was just like you were watching a movie almost, you know. But to me, the most recognizable block in the history of Texas football. I mean, just a decleater. Of course, he'd have been thrown out of the game now. But
No doubt.
Yeah, that's just Quan.
I hadn't thought about that. The most memorable block in UT football history. Interesting.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That was a big that. By the way, I was sitting in the end zone in that game when Jordan returned. I was on the end of the field where Jordan caught that kickoff and returned it for a touchdown. Still, that was one of the bigger momentum changing plays in the history of the Red River Shootout because Oklahoma was rolling offensively early in that game. Rolling. And you were like, ooh, they may score 50. Something's got to happen here.
Yeah, Texas couldn't cover him. Texas wasn't getting lined up right.
Yeah, you know, Jordan made a hell of a play. All right, hint number three for Quan Cosby. Question 9 and 9. At a fiesta at Orange, at Ohio State's expense.
Oh, it sure did.
Hint number four. The ambassador of Quan. All right, guys, it concludes. Round number one in college football game night. Bobby Burton, 400 points. Colin, 200 points. Coach Shipley, he was on the board early. Bobby missed a question, dropped back 100 points. Coach Mitch, a question, dropped back 100 points. All right, here we go to second round of the college football game night. Let's get that second round started.
Round two.
All right, this is the round two. Players have to guess how you, the Longhorn community, have answered the following survey questions. The most popular answer is worth 300 points, and the rest are worth 100 points. You have only two lives, and we keep playing until everybody runs out of lives or we clear the board. We'll go in order of players from least amount of points to most amount of points, starting with Coach Shipley. Let's play We Are Texas. All right, Coach. This is the On Texas Football community. What is your favorite Texas play of all time? What do you think the fan base voted number one?
VY
4th and 5. Is it on the board?
Apparently not.
Apparently not.
You have to buzz in, Coach. You may have to buzz in.
All right.
Okay.
Number one.
There you go.
There you go. Number one, 300 points. Hey, Coach, you're back. You're back. All right, now we go to Colin. Same question to you. What is your favorite Texas play of all time as voted on by the On Texas football community?
Ricky Williams breaking the NCAA rushing record against A&M in 98.
There you go. Ricky Williams.
He even knows a year.
NCAA rushing in 98.
Colin's a stud.
Colin is correct. That is on the board as well for 100 points. That was the sixth answer. All right. By the way, Bobby, were you at that game?
Yes, I was. Yep.
All right.
Section one.
What was your same section as now? What was your reaction to that?
You know, I couldn't believe he like basically kneed a guy in the chest to make it happen. That was my first reaction. And then the closing or the finishing of the run was, I thought, really special too. I thought that
the hustle play by Wayne McGarity. The hustle play by Wayne McGarity stood out on that run to me in the last half of that run, because that is a pure hustle play for a teammate. That's what stood out to me on that run at the second half of it, after Ricky ran through Dat Wynn and the rest of the wrecking crew defense, which was very, very good at the time. By the way, that field was pretty wet back in the day. All right, time for Colin. Bobby, your turn to go. What is your favorite Texas play of all time as voted on by the On Texas football community?
Well, not including the two that have already been said, I would go with Justin Tucker.
Is it Justin Tucker, the kick to beat Texas A&M in the final rivalry game until this November? Oh, that kicks, it's treating Bobby good and bad. It's amazing. All right. I thought that would be on there. I'll be honest. I was very surprised that wasn't on there.
So we have eight answers at first. I won't lie.
Yeah. That was a big play. All right, Coach Shipley, it's your time. What is your favorite Texas play of all time as voted on by the On Texas football community?
I'm going to say Wright 53 veer pass against number one Arkansas.
Wright 53 veer pass against number one ranked Arkansas. Is that on the board?
It depends on these fans. These fans may be too young and they don't know that one.
Yes. Yes. James Street pass. Coach is on fire. Street to Peschel versus Arkansas for 100 points. Hey, look at there, Coach. Second quarter, you're back tied. Look at that.
Yeah.
He's back tied right now. There you go. All right, so what is your favorite Texas play of all time? We are now to Colin. We have three of the eight answers on the board. We have one miss so far. Colin, what is your favorite Texas play of all time as voted on by the OTF community?
Is Roll Wright versus Nebraska and versus Nebraska on there. Or roll left, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Roll left, James Brown versus Nebraska, Big 12 championship. Oh, wow. Colin, I would have missed, I would have lost 100 points on that because I would have guessed that as well. I'm very surprised that was not on there. Bobby, y'all have to be surprised, Coach. I mean, that's like an iconic play.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah.
All right, here we go. Keep going. What is your favorite Texas play of all time? Bobby Burton, you're up. You already got one miss. You can't miss again. I think Bobby's looking at the wiki page.
No, I'm just thinking. I've got two, and I don't – I'm going to go Brian Robeson and Rod Wright,
Ryan Robeson. Pile driver, Rhett Bomar, Red River shootout. Is that on the board?
I'm out.
Bobby's gonna go order pizza while the rest of us play this round. All right. Back to, hey, Coach, you're on a roll now.
You got a chance, Coach.
You're driving a Tesla right now. You've gone from 0 to 400 in like no time. What is your favorite Texas play of all time as voted on by the OTF community?
Well, I don't know if it was voted on by the community. Mine would have to be this little white boy that ran a touchdown back against OU in 2008. Jordan Shipley.
Kickoff return against OU, Red River Shootout. Is that on the board? Job, Coach. I mean, like, where were you sitting for that one?
50-yard line. The funny thing is, my wife, Jordan's freshman year, which is really his third year in college, right, wasn't getting to play. She was mad. Went to the bathroom, threw a couple passes. He caught a touchdown. She missed it. The next year, she does the same thing, catches a touchdown. The next year, OU had just got the ball, but they scored real quick. She went to go get a water, kickoff return, touchdown. So everybody around us said, would you just leave? Just the next year, it's like, we got to have a play. Miss Shipley, will you leave and go somewhere? She never saw any of them.
That was a 13-10 defensive battle the next year. Yeah, exactly. Wow, that's crazy. Colin, do you remember that? Remember the first time you saw that play on Longhorn Network on video?
You know, I'm going to be honest with you. That 08 Texas OU game, that's the first Cotton Bowl game I vividly remember watching. I do remember watching that at the time.
That was one of the bigger momentum-changing plays I've seen covering Texas over the years. That was a huge, huge play. We talked about it earlier because OU didn't look like they were going to be stopped that day. Texas had to have a play at that point in time in the game or drive. One of the most iconic returns in Texas history. All right, Colin, you're up. Coach Shipley, man, he's on a roll now. This is clearly his category. All right, Colin, what is your favorite Texas play of all time as voted on by the OTF community?
I'm not too sure on any of them after that last one I missed. How about the hit on Joel Klatt in the 05 Big 12 championship game?
Wow. Drew Kelsen knocking Joel Klatt in the Fox Sports commentator booth. Is that on an answer here? I thought that was a good guess. Now, I'll say this. That's the biggest butt-kicking Texas game I've ever been to. Bobby, I don't know if you were there at that one, Bobby, but I was there, and I just got to tell you, you don't see many college games with two quality opponents like that that was that lopsided that fast, and you literally said, Texas could beat these guys by 100. If Steve Spurrier was the coach, they might have, but Mack Brown wasn't going to do it.
I think it was 73 at the end of the 70-3 at the end of three quarters.
Yeah. Yes. And running it midway through the third. I mean, it's just crazy. Yeah. All right. So Bobby's out. Coach, we're back to you. You're in the lead of this game now. What is your favorite Texas play of all time as voted on by the OTF community?
I've got a couple. I'm going to go with Justin Tucker's field goal to beat Texas A&M. And when was that? We already said that one?
We already said that one.
All right.
I said that about, got it wrong. Yes, he got it wrong too.
Yeah, well, that's not the way we're playing this game. So I'm going to say Roy Williams catch at Ohio State to win the game.
Lima Swede.
2000. Lima Swede, I'm sorry. Lima Swede. Lima Swede, Lima touchdown, Swede? 2005.
Lima Swede, touchdown catch, left back corner of the end zone against Ohio State. Is that on the board?
Ah! All right. Actually, I deserve that.
Yeah. I agree. That's probably not. That would have been a bad karma win on that one.
Yeah. I wouldn't have taken those points. I don't think.
All right, Coach. Hey, Coach. No days off, right? Isn't that what you used to tell the kids? No plays off. You're back again. Off. You're the only one left in the game. You're back again. No plays off. Here we go. What is your favorite Texas play of all time? Is voted on by the OTF community.
Well, since I'm obviously senile and have a little dementia working, I'm hoping we didn't say this one too, but I'm going to say Quan Cosby's touchdown against Ohio State in the Fiesta Bowl.
Quan Cosby touchdown catch against Ohio State to win it in the Fiesta Bowl. Is that on the board? Coach, man, this is a hell of a quarter for you now. Man, you're an adjustments coach. I can tell that. That's why you won a lot of games. All right, coach, you're back up. No days off, no plays off, no nothing. You don't even have time to huddle. We're going no huddle here. What is your favorite Texas play of all time as voted on by the OTF community?
Let me think. I can't remember what it's called. Cotton Spire made a catch. Was it against Arkansas, I think, maybe?
Notre Dame or UCLA?
Could have been. Yeah. Cotton Spire's fabulous reception.
Cotton Spire, fabulous reception. Is that on the board? That is not on the board. Hey, but here's the big thing, right? Coach is now in the lead at six with 600. Bobby 400, Colin 300. That's a hell of a round by Coach Shipley there. All right, let's get to the last three clues before we move to our third and final round tonight of a college football game night Longhorn edition for the third time. The last hint on the board, hint number eight. What is it? Worthy's TD on first play of the game versus Oklahoma. Okay. What is hint number seven? Michael Huff, fourth down stop against USC. Yeah. Yeah. What's hint number three? Stoney Clark tackle against OU on the goal line.
I went with the Bowman. That's the other one I had written down. I did not have Michael Huff or the Worthy play written down, but I did have Stoney. I went with Bomar over Stoney Clark. I guessed.
Good stuff. That Stoney Clark, we were talking. Good job, coach. Hey, we were talking the other day on Longhorn live stream about the most impactful, not the hardest hit, the most important impactful tackle in Texas football history. And those were the two that were talked about the most on our live stream. Michael Huff, obviously, is kind of what I led into that with him being a College Football Hall of Fame nominee. And then Stoney Clark is what the Texas fans, their other vote on that was. So it was Michael Huff, Stoney Clark. All right, guys, we finished two rounds of college football game night. Again, Coach Shipley goes from 0 to 600 in the lead. That's one fast Tesla he's driving. Bobby Burton, 400. What am I doing here? We have two more questions. Question number two, and what is your favorite Texas play of all time? All right, that's on me. With the move to the SEC, which fan base are you most happy to say goodbye to? All right, that we start with Colin. You're first up. With move to the SEC, which fan base are you most happy to say goodbye to? Voted on by the fans.
That's easy. Texas Tech.
Where is Texas Tech on that board? Number one, 300 points for Colin. Colin, you nailed that one. That was easily number one. All right. 300 points, the top answers off the board. Bobby, with the move to the SEC, which fan base are you most happy to say goodbye to is voted on by the community?
And there's really eight answers?
That's what I was thinking.
Baylor, I guess. I don't.
Where is Baylor at on that board? Second. Wow. Makes sense. All right. Colin, 600 points. Bobby, 500 points. Coach Shipley, you're up next. With the move to the SEC, which fan base are you most happy to say goodbye to?
Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma State. Where are they on the board?
Last.
Eighth final spot. You know what's crazy about Oklahoma State, Texas?
Apparently the people that did this poll have never been on the sidelines of a OSU game. They're brutal.
That, by the way, how far are you actually from the wall? 6 feet? 8 feet? I mean, that there's the wall to the field is nothing. Dangerous, in fact.
And they have all the hecklers right behind the bench, and they do their homework just like they do in basketball with heckling and baseball. They know everything about you, and if they can get your ear, they will let you have it until you're crying.
And basketball the same there. By the way, I wondered if Vince VY's pump fake pass, an 80-yard run, was going to be on the last question. Favorite player plays at UT of all time. Ooh, all right, because that was a unbelievable football play by one individual at the time where they had to have it. All right, Colin, we're back to you. You're up to 600 points. With the move to the SEC, which fan base are you most happy to say goodbye to?
TCU.
Ooh, yeah. TCU. Where's TCU on the board? Lower than I thought. Wow. Okay. Another 100 points. Colin up to 700 points. Bobby, with the move to the SEC, which fan base are you most happy to say goodbye to?
I mean, Iowa State.
Matt Campbell and Iowa State. Is Matt Campbell and Iowa State on the board? Yep, there you go. Number six answer. Bobby, 600 points. All right, Coach Shipley, tied with Colin now, 700 points apiece. Which fan base are you most happy to say goodbye to as voted on by the OTF community?
Those mountain mamas from West Virginia.
West Virginia. Bob Huggins. Goodbye. Is West Virginia on the board? Oh.
What?
Man. That's going to be the one
you've never been on the sidelines of a UT sideline at West Virginia.
11 a.m. kick. Doesn't matter. They're coming for you.
Yeah,
all right, Colin. What fan base are you most happy to say goodbye to?
I'm not too sure about this one since we shared the same conference with them for a year, but I'll say Houston.
I think that's a good one. Is University of Houston on the list? Yeah. It may have been 1 year, but there's a lot of hate and vitriol in that one. All right, Bobby Burton, what fan base are you most happy to say goodbye to?
I'm saying K-State here.
K-State, Kansas State, Wildcats. Are they on the board? Number seven. All right, one answer left, Coach. With the move to the SEC, which fan base are you most happy to say goodbye to?
He's going to say New Mexico State. I know he is.
This is a tough one. I guess Kansas. I don't know. Of course, if you're talking basketball.
It's Fog Allen, Bill Self, and the butt kickings there. Kansas Jayhawks. There it is. Hey, look, by the way, a couple of rough football losses up in Kansas, too, which I think add to
you
that,
ain't lying.
That high on the list. One at home and one in Kansas. Yep, a couple of years in a row there, two out of 4 years. So Kansas Jayhawks make the list. All right, we have one question left in college football game night, category number two. Colin, 800 points. Coach Shipley, 800 points. Bobby, 700 points. For this third and final question, Bobby will go first. Colin goes second, Coach Shipley third because he was in the lead last time, so they're technically tied. With the most recent ruling, which college will have the highest player salaries in the end as voted on by the Texas football community?
One would hope. Longhorns, Texas.
Where does Texas on that list? Score one for the Texas One Fund. Texas number one. Bobby up to 1,000 points. All right, Colin, with the most recent ruling, which college will have the highest player salaries in the end at the end of the day?
Georgia.
Georgia Bulldogs, are they on the list? Kirby Smart hopes they're on the list. Whoa! Man, I'm a little shocked by that one. All right, Coach Shipley, with the most recent ruling, which college will have the highest player salaries in the end?
Ohio State.
Is Ohio State on the board? Yep, number three. All right, Bobby, back to you. With the most recent ruling, which college? Bobby Burton says USC. Mm-hmm. No hesitation. High rises in LA. Are you on the board? Yeah. Caleb Williams and Bear Alexander assured USC would be on the board. All right, Colin. With the most recent ruling, which college will have the highest player salaries in the end?
Alabama.
Is Alabama on the board? Okay. Alabama's not on the board. I'm surprised Georgia wasn't on that list. All right, Coach Shipley, you're up. With the most recent ruling, which college will have the highest player salaries in the end?
Ooh, this is a tough one. I'm going to say Michigan.
Michigan Wolverines. Connor Stallion-less Wolverines. Not on the board. All right, Bobby Burton.
Could it be A&M or Oklahoma because they have to pay them more to go there? I'm going to go actually with Notre Dame.
Wow.
They have their own network. They should be able to do that.
And the most famous walk-on of all time is Notre Dame on the list. Marcus Freeman hopes so. No. Broke touchdown Jesus, I guess. All right, Coach Shipley, where do you? What is with the most recent ruling, which college will have the highest player salaries in the end?
Let's go with Florida.
Florida Gators. I like it. Where are the Gators? Yeah. Florida number five. All right. Bobby, you're down to it. You got one heart left. I think we all do, but you're really down to one in this game. What you got?
Man. This is hard. I'm going to go. I can't believe a Texas fan would say this, but I'll go A&M because allegedly they did pay $30 million at one point. I'll go A&M.
Is the A&M 2022 recruiting class on the board? It better be. They had 9 5 stars, of which two are left. Number two, Texas A&M. That went really well. All right. Bob Shipley, back to you. Three answers left. Who you got?
Let's go with Florida State.
Florida State Seminoles. Miami and Florida really hope they're not on the board. Is Florida State on the board? All right, Bobby.
Miami used to be number one on this list before the new ruling.
That's right. That's
right. Before you could make any money.
No, they literally got kids off the plane, took them to South Beach, put them on a yacht, said, we'll see you Sunday. I mean, that was really good recruiting back in the day. Now that's the way the Miami Heat recruit. All right, Bobby Burton, what you got? You got the board
I'll
is yours.
I'll go with Miami
Hurricanes. Is Miami Hurricanes on the board? Miami's there. Mario Cristobal. Hey, Cristobal may not know when to take a knee, but he knows where the NIL is. There you go. Two answers left. Bobby, what you got?
I've got two. I'm thinking of two. Since I'm the only one, I'll just do in this order, Oklahoma and SMU in that order.
Oklahoma and SMU. Sooners. I think one we're missing one very obvious one. Oklahoma on the board. All right. So I want everybody, so before we get to the fourth answer, what kind of shoes are we wearing?
Oh, Oregon.
Colin's wearing Crocs. He's 24.
It's pretty obvious none of us were Googling the answers.
Yeah. Oregon 4. Hey, who? All right, last hint. Who is number 7? Ole Miss. Another good one.
Ole Miss. Yeah.
Another good one. There you go. So,
All right, so
we're going to yep. So a little update here. Softball, we have Oklahoma up 2-1 on the Texas Longhorns here in the bottom of the second. 2-1 Oklahoma, bottom of the second. Texas must win to stay alive in the college softball World Series. I'm also going to pass another one out here. Dallas Mavericks 13, Boston 12, midway through the first in the NBA championship. All right, guys. So we are through two rounds of college football game night, our third edition of that. We're headed into round three coming up. Bobby is in the lead with 1,300 points. Coach Shipley, 1,000 points. Colin, 800 points. Colin A-Strike, a member of On Texas Football, making his debut here on the college football game night. All right, guys, head into round three. Let's get some thoughts real quick. If I was betting, who should I bet on, Bobby?
Who's going to win this?
Oh yeah,
I don't. I mean, look, I don't know this stuff. I like last time I thought I had it in the bag, and then I choked on the final play. I was like, I was like Mario Cristobal and didn't take a knee. I mean, it was bad. So we'll see.
All right, guys, here we go. College football game night, third round. Let's start the final round. In this game, each player will take turns being the drawer while the other players are guessers. Each drawer will be given a question. We'll have to draw anything to get the others to guess the correct answer. If the answer is guessed correctly, then the drawer and the correct guesser will receive 300 points each. If nobody guesses correctly, nobody gets points. Each player will get three questions to draw before they rotate out as the drawer. Guessers must buzz in before they guess, and each guesser only gets one guess. Players are not penalized for wrong answers. Drawers are not allowed to use numbers, letters, or basic ASCII2 symbols like at or question mark. If the drawer does a band symbol, then they'll be penalized for not receiving any points while that round, while the correct guesser will receive points. You can only buzz once. This is the final round, so points will determine tonight's champion. Let's play the game draw play.
Okay, cool. I have no idea what you just said, but I'm in.
All right, Bobby is the drawer. He's going to draw a play.
What's he drawing? Football plays?
Drawing football plays. He's drawing a football play. Okay. I look like I'm at the beach at 11 looking at constellations right now.
I need to clear this guy, but I'll go this. Hold on a second. This is hard. I think that's 7, isn't it, Coach?
It's 8.
No, 9. It's 8, 9.
There.
Big boobies.
What? Come on. Tell me what that is, Coach. The big ones.
You got to buzz in.
Big boobies. It's big boobies.
Coach. Come on. No, you're not losing points. What do you think that is? Why are those guys back there?
I think it's big boobies.
How do I say this? Is the answer big boobies?
I have no idea what we're doing.
What alignment is that, Coach? What alignment is that?
What size offense? I don't even know. You just draw dashes.
Colin, if you have a guess, ring in. I think Colin's going to get this.
Is it cover two?
Yes!
Cover two.
How do you even know?
Well, you can't do X's
That's
and
not
O's,
even
Coach.
A play.
You can't
That's not
do
even
X's
a play.
O's.
Okay, we're gonna allow you to do X's and O's.
That was the problem, Coach. I couldn't do X's and O's, so I couldn't draw it up like offense defense. That's why I tried to make the big boobies back there for you.
All right, Coach Shipley, you're drawing play two. Oh no, sorry, Bobby's still drawing.
Good.
I'm sorry. It's Coach Shipley that's drawing next. Coach, you're drawing a play here.
Do you use your finger?
Yeah, if you're on an iPad, use your finger, Coach.
Oh.
Use All right, let's finger. Play round two.
Okay.
Almost.
Okay.
Out and up.
So
that menu, I'm waiting for you.
Bobby, what you got?
Is that the zone read?
Is the answer zone read?
No, it's not.
Inside.
Notice what the linemen are doing.
I see.
All right. Colin?
Notice what the linemen are doing.
Yeah.
Is it a halfback screen?
No.
No.
It is not a halfback screen.
Can I do it again? No.
So what do we do now?
It can't do it again, so I just say play action pass. Unless it's – I don't know what else it would be. What else do you have, Coach?
I can't draw anymore. It won't let me.
Okay.
Are we RPOing it?
No.
No, that's not an RPO because
it's what I was doing.
Oh, it's flea flea.
The name of the play is what I was doing. Jerry knows the answer.
Go for it, Jerry. Is it RPO?
I don't know, Jerry. No, it's not RPO.
It is a flea flicker.
Coach, what was it?
Okay, do you want me to just tell you the answer?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, look, what are the linemen doing? They're pass setting.
Right.
They're pass setting.
What is the quarterback doing as he's going towards the running back? He's handing the ball on a draw.
It's a draw.
I couldn't tell
if that was a handoff.
Yeah, I can tell it's fake.
It's what I was doing, drawing. Okay. Uh-oh.
There you go. Now I get it.
All right, Colin, you're going to have fun with this. I actually like it. I like it. By the way, the Lamarck Cougars won some state titles with that delayed draw to Eric Foster under Alan Waddell.
There you go.
All right, Colin, your shot here. Let's play round three. Colin gets to draw a play. Got to reset the timer. All right, we're good, Colin.
All right.
This is great now that I know what we're doing.
I know.
Oh, boy.
And you can't.
Does it have to be a legal formation?
I don't
know. I'm going Hail Mary.
That's Colin, what it looks is it like. Hail, Colin, is it Hail Mary?
Yes, it is.
Well, I'm going to have to call it back because you don't have enough men on the line of scrimmage.
This is the first.
I'm going to call penalty.
Illegal formation.
The correct answer
flag
to that
is
penalty.
First illegal formation in college football game night history.
I hadn't gotten to put the
Colin,
other
I got it,
receiver on the other side.
I got it, Colin. I understood it. I knew where you're going whenever you put two guys on a go route deep.
All right, so everybody's been through around Bobby 1900, Colin 1400, Coach Shipley 1000. All right, let's go to round number two. Bobby, you're drawing a play. Oh, these aren't plays. Okay, these are going to be regular things.
All right,
regular
thing. Don't get dirty-minded here.
I know the answer to that one.
All right, this
darn,
X isn't supposed to be there, but I'm going to... Okay, it's not letting me draw, guys, but...
Is this a play? This is not a play. It's a thing.
All right, start over. We're clearing the board.
I know.
Oh, no, coach.
Coach and I had the same guess.
The eyes of Texas.
Okay.
The eyes of Texas.
Coach, is it the eyes of Texas? It is the eyes of Texas.
How about that?
That's great. I noticed you put the boobies in there for me, too.
I think that state of Texas right there should be part of the OTF handle.
Hey, that should be a special decal for the first time we play A&M again.
Yeah.
Lone Star Stadium.
All right. Coach Shipley. Oh, this is scary. I'm scared. This is Coach Shipley's turn to draw anything. I'm worried. All right, let's start round two.
How illicit can it be? Okay, hang on.
What in the... Snake? Rattler?
What? Do I what?
All right. Does anybody have a guess?
Okay, I got to tell you the truth. I was going to draw something and I decided it might. Yes, rattlesnake. That's right. You are correct.
I
was going to draw something else, but then I thought my mom might be watching the show, so I changed it to a snake.
Colin, If you would have gotten that right, I would have just given you the win tonight. But that was a tough one. Good job, Bobby.
Why is that tough? He had the Rattlers on the end there.
That's exactly right.
Is the answer Rattlesnake?
Yes.
Oh, apparently no.
What? The answer is Rattlesnake. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. 1 second. They have technical difficulty right now, Bob. One second, buddy. Oh, we'll buzz do. Hold on a second. I got to buzz in again. There we go. All right. There could be an issue here, Jerry, with a technical difficulty, I believe.
I think we may have a little bit of a technical difficulty right now.
Well, let's go to the next question. Let's see if we can't do the next one with Colin.
Yeah. Colin, we're going to clear the board here and.
I thought it was a good Rattlesnake, Bob. I'll just tell you.
Well, it's hard to draw one flat. I know this one.
I'm so embarrassed already.
Arena. Four leaf clover? What do you think? 2, 3. Ah,
blue bonnets.
Is the answer blue bonnets? Bobby?
I'm going four leaf clover. What is it?
All right, everybody's had a guess. Let's share the answer.
Oh, goodness.
Rose Bowl.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
That was a good one.
I think my wife might be disappointed if I brought her home roses that look like that, but good job.
All right, we're back. We are to... Round three of the draw of game three. All right, Bobby, you're up. Bobby, you're drawing.
Okay, I'm waiting for the clue here, guys.
Well, okay, I don't know what's a... There's a clue?
Not yet. I haven't got anything. We'll wait a second. Oh, here it goes.
All right, here we go.
Thing.
It's a thing.
I didn't even look at that. I didn't even know what mine. What did mine say? I don't even know. I didn't even know there was a clue. Okay.
Any problems here? This.
Colin.
Referee.
Is the answer referee?
No. I'm still trying to draw here for coach. Yeah, what's the referee doing?
He's saying the field goal is good.
How come my buzzer's not working?
Is field? Is it field? It is not. All right, Coach Shipley.
Touchdown. Touchdown.
Is the answer touchdown? That is Earl Campbell's thighs signaling touchdown. All right, good. Touchdown it is. All right, Bobby,
thank you, Bob. 2,500 points. Good guess, though, Colin. That was a good guess. You're right on it.
Coach Shipley, 1,600 points. Colin, 1,400 points. All right, Coach Shipley, you are next to draw. We're waiting on the hint here. And it's upper
well,
left.
Well, I'm glad because I didn't even know there was a hint last time I drew.
It's thing.
Last time I drew.
Roll up a little bit, Bob.
On no, your I face see it now. See I just didn't look at it last time.
Okay. House. Oh, it's a ranch, right? Ooh, what is that thing? Oh, a windmill? Man, this is a barn?
I didn't draw that very good. Okay, hang on.
You only got 15 seconds here, Bob. I'm guessing because there's nothing else left. I'm going to go a Longhorn hat.
Is the answer Longhorn hat?
That's partly true.
Colin?
Oh, yeah. This is not.
Shipley Ranch's hat.
Yes, Colin! Yes, sir!
All right, the answer is supposed to be timeout, but Colin did get well, right when Coach Shipley drew.
Wait a minute. How do you know what the answer is?
It's showing up on the upper right. It was showing on the upper right. It's okay.
I didn't see it. I was just drawing.
I thought that was a great drawing. All right, I think we're over to Colin. All right, Colin, we're waiting on your clue.
Hey, Bob, when you're thinking of this kind of stuff and going through this, I want to know what is your one of your favorite memories of Texas football with Jordan and Jackson? Like just being a part of it. You also coached. I mean, what's like a favorite thing for you?
Oh man, I don't know. I just very thankful. They both beat A&M more times than they lost to them. That was kind of fun. But you know, just their entire experience at Texas was it couldn't have been any better. I mean, Jordan went through all the adversity, you know, 2 years of injuries and didn't hit the field till his third year and didn't play much his first year, which was his junior year, you know. So really, only started didn't start till what would have been his senior year. So just a great experience, great coaches, great staff. Just every time you see those guys, they just come up and give you a big old hug, you know, and just a great experience for all of them.
That's awesome, dude.
All right, we are ready to go now. We're ready to go. Got a little technical difficulty corrected. Last one, Colin. This is your time.
Oh, gosh.
We got here, Coach. Oh.
Coach Shipley?
Football helmet? That's probably not right.
More specific.
Face mask.
Part of it. Is the answer face mask?
Face mask.
Correct, Coach Shipley. Coach Shipley. 300 points. Calling 300 points. All right. Guys, I believe we've reached the end of college football game night, the third edition. Look, it's time to proclaim our winner. All right. Our winner tonight, Bobby Burton in a redemption game. Hey.
I don't know what to say. Thank you to all the people out there. I'm kidding. I can't do that. I can't do that kind of stuff. Bob, thank you for playing. Colin, thanks for being a good sport, man.
If anybody knew Bobby Burton's pregame for this morning, they wouldn't want to win the game.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something. Can I say something real quick? A-Strike there was a girl that was very fast that ran, that was a track star deluxe at Lano. Was she kin to you,
Colin? Her last name was A-Strike?
Yes. This would have been in the early 2000s, probably. Early 2000s, maybe mid 2005, 2005, 2005, 2004, 2006, something like that.
No, she I don't know, to be honest.
State champion trackster. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
No, I'd have to do some asking around.
All right. So,
well, yeah.
So,
it's not a big town. I'm, I guess you know.
Ask around the bar. All right. Colin, thank you very much for joining us. Your thoughts, man. By the way, thank you very much for being an OTF OG and being part of the On Texas Football community. But your thoughts tonight. What was it like this first time?
Oh, man. It was a blast. Some of those I got wrong, I thought would be shoo-ins to get right, like roll left. I can't believe that was on there, to be honest with you. But, you know, it is what it is. But, no, it was great. Thank you all for having me. Love the work y'all do, and can't wait for football season.
You know what my thought is tonight, Bobby and Colin? I would have had a lot of fun playing for Coach Shipley. Now, I'm sure he wasn't that way on Friday night on 3rd and 22, but Coach Shipley comes off as a guy you'd like to play for. You'd enjoy it. Am I off or am I right, Coach? Or is this retirement?
No, you're right. And I tell you what, I used to tell my kids this. If I couldn't find anything good to say about him at the sports banquet when I call their name, I would say, you know, of all the guys I've coached in my entire career, you're one of them. And they kind of look around and – okay, thanks, Coach.
There's a compliment in there somewhere. I'll think about it when I'm 37 and I'm 19 years old. All right, Bobby, we've done this three times. Second time you've been on here. You know, just thank the On Texas football community for their continued support and the guys behind the scenes for this college football game night. I love working with them.
Yeah, Chris and his crew do an amazing job. This is a difficult technical thing to pull off, and they did it with a plum for us as well, and just a tremendous group. Thank y'all for joining us as well. Hopefully, the Longhorn softball team comes back here. I don't know if we have a score update, but get that.
We may be in a weather delay. I'm not sure. Somebody off the top, it's in a delay, but I can tell you this: the Mavericks are getting spanked like they did something really wrong. Boston is dropping the hammer right now in game one of the NBA championship.
All right.
That Mavs have some work to do. Yeah,
Colin,
yeah.
I really, really want to thank Colin for participating. We toyed with the idea of bringing someone in that would have join us, and shout out to the fans, because that's one of the things when Jerry and Bob and Rod and CJ and all of us, we always talk about it's more fun when more people are involved, you know, and you get a little bit more different viewpoints and different types of things being said. It's a fun thing to read the chats in the morning, as well as the message boards in the afternoon, et cetera. So thank you all so much.
Yeah, and thank you very much to everybody, our contestants. And Coach Shipley, what'd you have to say?
Well, I'm so impressed with Colin. I mean, I've been keeping up with Texas football for 50 years, you know, and he blew me away with his knowledge of the university and obviously the love of the university. And that's what makes On Texas Football membership, the OG, that's what makes it special, is people that are passionate about, you know, about the university and about football. And I'm very impressed, Colin. If I need a car, I'll come see you.
Yes, sir.
Colin, are you selling cars?
Tell people what you do. Tell people what you do so we can get out of it.
I live here in Atlanta, Texas. I am on the sales staff at Grand Hill Chevrolet here in town. And cool enough, I actually work for Ace Whitehead's dad. It's a great place.
That's awesome.
Love working there. And, you know, Ace had an awesome year, so it was fun to watch.
Good stuff.
All right, that's very cool. That is Colin Aistrak, Coach Shipley, Bobby Burton, tonight's winner. Thank you very much again to Chris and Britton and the Visual Core team for partnering with us at On Texas Football to bring this awesome game show to you, the Longhorn family. Thanks, everyone, for watching. Big thank you to everybody who tuned in. And thank you so much once again for watching. And see you next time on College Football Game Night.